Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 25, Johannesburg 23, Imlachlani 24. The Department of Health has confirmed 3 new cases of mpox in Gauteng. All of the cases were reported in Ekurhuleni. One of the patients, a 30-year-old male, has a recent travel history to Uganda. Health spokesperson Foster Mokgale.
All 3 cases are now recovering and self-isolating at home. This increases the total cumulative number of positive cases from 25 to 28 cases since the outbreak of this disease in May last year. Therefore, there's no need for public to panic.
The U.S. Embassy in South Africa has confirmed the resignation of the Child Affair Dana Brown from the mission. Brown was a deputy to the U.S. ambassador to Pretoria and is leaving amid tensions between Pretoria and Washington, Cliff Schickel reports.
In a statement, the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria says Brown is retiring from the U.S. Foreign Service in March to spend more time with her family in the United States. Brown will be replaced by David Green, who is currently the Deputy Chief of Mission in Nigeria. Tensions between the two countries have been high after the U.S. accused the South African government of confiscating land of certain classes and treating them badly. Yesterday, the U.S. also terminated all funding to HIV and AIDS organizations in South Africa, saying the programs are no longer in the U.S. national interest. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
The Public Servants Association has condemned the non-payment of tuition and accommodation fees for 720,000 students reliant on the National Student Financial Aid Scheme. This crisis has left students unable to access results or continue studies. The PSA's Cloud Nyker is calling on the Higher Education Department to expedite payments, reconsider NSFAS's role, and implement direct payments to institutions.
The blame must squarely lie with these higher education institutions, coupled with the fact that NSFAS has once again bungled and not paid student fees and accommodation fees timelessly. This has caused much concern and anxiety among our students, leaving them unable now to register for the new academic year.
And the UK International Development Minister, Annelise Dodds, says she is resigning over cuts to overseas aid ordered by Prime Minister Keir Starmer to boost defence spending. Starmer on Tuesday pledged to raise UK defence spending to 2.5% of GDP by 2027. However, he ordered the overseas development budget to be cut from 0.5% to 0.3% to pay for it. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. I'm Mupinar from the rest of the news team. Good evening.
The Jacaranda FM Party Night. All your favorites, right here.
Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip, 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 dip.
Boom, boom, boom.
Gotta get 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 dip.
Boom, boom, boom.
That boom, boom, boom. That boom.
Boom, boom, boom,
that boom, boom, boom,
that boom.